People have a memory loss. They don't remember how the boss should clock the phone click when I
call. Damn. Good one, Zach. This one brings me back.
That part looking increases your leases, those verses in that verse sentence was just fire.
What was the sentence?
People have a memory loss. They don't remember I'm the boss. I'm just like, what? Like, the first time I ever heard that, because...
How did you hear that? Did it pop up on...
Spotify.
Okay.
Because my channel is essentially, like, Spotify does a great job of, like, recognizing your playlist and, like, what your taste might be like.
Mm-hmm.
So I have Tribe Called Quest. I have Nas. I have Outkast. The Fugees. And so then, like, that just suddenly came out of thin air one day. And, like, I was, like, for the longest time going, like, what was that song?
And I never liked it.
Yeah, so I waited for a full week for that song to come back into the rotation. And when I found it, I was like, oh, my God, thank you so much.
So if you guys don't know, two things. That was Del the Funky Homo Sapien, No Need for Alarm, classic hip-hop album with a classic dude to match it. We got Zach motherfucking Elk in the house.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
You guys have already known this guy has been the co-pilot on all the prank calls. The best prank call we ever had was the guy we called, some friend, remember? Was that black dude in North Carolina
with the left leaning or turning?
So me, Zach, and Steve Lee. If you guys know Steve Lee from Kill Tony and Afakamara, which is his staple line, prank call this guy, hiring him to be the lead actor in an adult movie. And this guy was like eating it up. So he goes, is it okay if I leave my boots on? And we're like, leave your what? Leave my boots on. Like Mr. Marcus here, like Mr. Marcus. And we're like, oh yeah, you can leave your boots on. And then he's like, yeah, I got another issue too. And we're like, what's that? He's like, my dick got a curve in it.
we're like,
how curvy is it? Is it, it was like, we're like, well, which way does it go, to the left, to the right? Like, to the right, like Beyonce and shit.
Did you say right?
I forgot.
Maybe I'm thinking of Michelle Stevenson's joke too much, but like I remember like left hand turn and how like it's a full left.
Like, I don't, what, how does that joke go?
Because Michelle Stevenson said about like how there was a guy that came into, she works as a nurse, but there was some guy that came into ER and apparently like his dick was curved all the way to the left.
And it's supposed to be to the right?
Yeah. Or no, it's supposed to be straight. Your dick's always supposed to be straight.
Is your dick curved or straight?
Mine's straight.
Have a curve. How do you get the curve? Like when you watch pornos, do they?
I don't know.
Like, how does your boner go in like a curve?
I don't know. Like, that's I mean, like, obviously, your dick can't go straight down the middle because, like, when you're wearing pants, it has to choose the right leg or the left leg. You know?
So you think maybe he like slept on his dick? Like, you know how like it stunted the dick growth to go in that direction? Like a belt, you know, those thin belts?
Yeah. It's, I could imagine that, like, for that guy, right?
Yeah, like,
I could see...
My dick got a curve to it. Like, we should have been like, how? How did that...
Well, for his case, it probably, like, it was meant to go into the left leg for the pants.
Yeah.
And he kept on forcing it into the right. It's kind of like, he was trying to make it, like, ambidextrous, but with the dick.
He wanted to be, like the hip hop porno star. Like, I want to leave my hat on to the side and shit in my boots.
Exactly.
And I'm just picturing this dude like butt naked with a little boots on, just his fucking backwards New York Yankee hat.
Because there's that one fucking Dion Cole quoted that one black porn star that like is like he's got that look.
Oh, speaking of, when I first got into Instagram, do you know Lexington Steel is?
Yeah.
He started following the real Lexington Steel, and get this.
He fucking did it.
DM'd me about skate spots.
What?
I'm not lying. He's like, yo, that spot looks sick. I'm like, you're Lexington Steel. Like, okay. You skated? Like, was your dick the skater, or did you skate?
Like, because when it comes to like...
Because these are all little kids at one point, you know? Like, right. No one knows they're going to be the biggest porn star.
But at the same time, when it comes to like... dude, like, you have to be the fucking man to be, like, to have a name in porn that's recognizable and to be, like, remembered for it. And so Lexington Steele is one of those names. I'm trying to think of other
Lexington
people.
Steele, Mr. Marcus.
Who else?
Who else was a big, big name in the biz?
Obviously Ron Jeremy.
A lot of chicks like this guy named Dane Jones.
I don't know who that is.
Shout out to my friend Erica. That was like everyone's favorite at the time.
You and I are PCC alum.
Dane Jones.
You and I are PCC alum. James Dean.
James Dean. He was like, he had like sex. Okay, he caught like a. It's weird because he got sexual like assault allegations.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, he does that in his abuse porn.
So if. Okay, that was an ironic part.
How did he rape you? Like, that was the scene. I thought the scene was the rape.
So with PCC, what happened was when he went to PCC and there was a pornographic.
James Dean went class. To PCC?
James Dean went to Pasadena City College.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I'm not even joking. When did you graduate? Like 2011? Or like when did you?
Yeah, it was like 2004. I don't know. I never graduated. I just stopped in 2007.
Okay. Wait, when did you take the class, the comedy class?
2007.
Okay.
I'm taking this class, there's this fucking porn star.
Yeah, he was
like lurking in the fields, like Kevin Costner in the Field of Dreams. Like
he might have been at the same time that you were there.
Like, you know, it's weird. You just see this guy out in the field looking up at the fucking the sky, and he's just like, "How can I get there one day?" You know, when will I anal gape somebody with this big fucking dick? No one's gonna. One day, no one's gonna know about my dick.
But PCC essentially had a class on the intro to learning about pornographic studies.
No.
And week by week, the professor brought someone from the porno business. And one of the weeks, he brought James Dean, PCC alum, there. And James Dean brought his girlfriend, who at the time is now, well, now she's the ex, but at the time is his girlfriend. Her name is Stoya. Do you know Stoya?
No, Stoya the Destroyer from Glow, Girls of Wrestling. No,
Stoya is this gorgeous woman, but then...
Is she in porn?
Yeah, but then when you see some of the porns that she's in, she's getting, like, spit on, she's getting, like, fucking, like, just full on.
How the fuck did this professor pull this off? He's bringing in people from pornos that are, like... to educate the class, that would just make me horny.
Anytime you bring in... Well, can you do it for the kids? Like
that's for kids. That's for the AVN and fucking, you know, like some naughty erotic convention, not college campuses. Because you know, there's creepy guys in there. Like, oh shit, Stoya's here.
Yeah, so I think Stoya was the one that originally came out with the allegations about. She was one of the people. If she wasn't the first one, she was one of the people that came out with the allegations later. And yeah, it was just a matter of like, I honestly assume it was, and I'm on her side on this, where it's like, she does get raped on some of the videos that you see, and you're like, God damn, this girl's taking a fucking beating. And then like at the same time, and I never could be like that. Like I could never watch that type of shit where it goes that far. But in
like where
case,
it's abusive.
Yeah. And some girls get off to that. Some guys get off to that. I think she was someone that got, but even then for her, it's not 100% of the time. And I think with James Dean, being the guy that he gets off to that all the time. So if she's not, if she's in the mood, but she's not going all the way to
he's
that.
I see.
So she was like saying, no, no, no. And that was probably him stepping the boundaries one too many times. So.
Right. Yeah. Well, you're right. I mean, at the same time, we don't know that world and we like joke of it, but like, it's a serious thing to like fuck and for like money in public and everyone knows you like
yeah
by your dick and like it's weird to have that connection no matter what your rest of your life is just a fucking ejaculation to some guy.
I'm trying to think of someone else. There is this. Do you ever like select porn stars like? But like guy porn stars like as if they're your Street Fighter character?
No, I don't. Do you?
Like, I used to, like, I was like, yo, like, just Kieran Lee.
Like, you see a plane flying to Ron Jeremy. Like, he's flying to the U.S. Like, Street Fighter. Like, he's...
like, his dick is like a...
You know how they start and they show the plane, like, where he's coming from?
Yeah, from America and shit.
Yeah.
Kieran Lee. So, Kieran Lee was, like, this one dude. I was just like, all right.
Is he the one with, like, tattoos?
he's not with tattoos, but if like he also produces a lot of shit. Like if you type in his name is Google, like his Wikipedia page
will K-Ron probably... Lee.
But he I remember like I was like, cause you normally go by girl by girl by girl. Like you type in a girl's name, be like, oh fucking Lisa Ann, or like, oh, blah blah blah. I noticed that he was getting a lot of work with the same porn stars I was watching, so I was like, well, wouldn't it be like better if I just started following him and like at least I'll pretend his dick is my dick and I'll live vicariously through his fucking porn career. So that's what I was doing towards the time that I quit, was like just watching Kieran Lee fuck all these different girls.
So you're that, I think most men who they just put themselves in the position of like whoever that dude is, right?
Yeah, but at the same time, it's hard for me to imagine to be like a fucking Lexington Steel type cock.
Yeah, it's too much. You can't. You're not relatable.
Like I can never imagine being inside the girl's like fucking stomachs or intestines with my dick, like Lexington Steel dick. Like there was some porn. Like, do you ever see those porn stars that like are like giving a blowjob and you're like going like, they didn't even get to the base of the dick because the cock is so big. That
it's so big.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it would be like to have a cock like 20, like that baseball bat big. Like, how would your confidence be?
I don't know.
Would you just be like, hey, what's your name?
To know, like, yeah, I already heard that they get paid like shit too.
Just but, from, yeah. Like, they're just there to be the supporting role of the main stars, who are the women, of course.
Oh, no, I was talking about women. Like,
oh, the women get paid like shit?
From, like, what's her name? The girl, she was Arab. She, like, was in it for about a year.
Mia Khalifa?
Mia Khalifa. If you, like, there's articles about her now say, like, yeah, like, a lot of people thought I made a bunch of money doing porn, but I didn't. And even though, like, she broke the threshold a lot quicker than most porn stars.
She didn't make a lot.
She didn't make a lot. And the reason why she became famous is because of the death threats that she, like, as a Muslim girl.
Or yeah, she was kind of being the rebellious woman in a religion that, which is ironically, they jack off to people they would kill.
Yeah. And
like, they, like, I heard during, like, the whole Taliban thing, like, all that money went to strip clubs, and they're, like, horny-ass dudes. Middle Eastern men are really horny, dude.
Dude, fucking take it from me, who's a Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
That has a sex addiction and shit like that.
Dude, my friend, growing up, he was the only one where, like, he had hacked a code. Remember when it was, like, the only time you could watch it, there was a password involved? There'd be, like, these websites called, like, Mike in Miami, Apartment 503... And his was the Bang Bus.
The Bang Bus?
So I made a parody show called The Wang Bus. But it was the stupidest thing. It's like these guys are in a van and then like someone needs a hitchhike.
Yeah.
And then they like do the, you know, whatever. They all fucking gang up on her and then they piece her out.
Ava Devine was over here in Pomona when they did that.
What?
They were off the 10 freeway. I remember her. Like
they did a bang bus over here?
Yeah, she was right off the freeway. They're like, hey, let's pick up this one. And then she was like, I'm just trying to get to Hollywood. And then all of the 10 freeway, they're just like, ah, ah.
Yeah, and I remember he had the password to like everyone. Like,
that's so
cool. Like, that's a commitment to go and get a password for like all those different ones.
Yeah, and I just remember it like, I would never jack off watching the films. So, like, I was just...
You, just, like, watch it with intent? Like,
just, like, studying it, and I realized, like, how creepy it was, like, later on. I was like, wait, you guys jack off, watch it. And I'm like, yeah, you don't? I'm like, no! Like, you guys don't watch it and then, like, store it and then keep it for later? And then they're just, like, everyone in that group fucking laughed at me. They're like, no, dude, you're supposed to do it right then and there. I'm just like, oh.
Oh, what the hell? Do you have a delayed reaction?
I guess. But at the same time, it sounds... There's something totally serial killer about just watching a porn.
There was a guy I knew which was even more serial killer. We showed up at his house and he's eating a can of tuna fish watching porn, and we're like, dude, you can't do both. It's like, you can't have a can of tuna fish
like
and you're watching porn like it's a fucking, like, you know.
I don't think what I did was sociopathic, because at the end of the day there are still people who comment on porn. And they'll still
Yeah, who's reading these comments?
No, I read the comments, but at the same time, like, to leave a negative comment on porn after you just watched it.
Yeah, you can't be negative.
Yeah, you can't be negative.
Yeah. It's just crazy, man. The commenting thing. I think commenting ruined a lot of credibility for people. Because everyone has an opinion now.
Everybody's a critic, and it sucks.
Everyone is a critic, and everyone's fucking evil as fuck.
Dude, yeah.
Like, majority of people on those comments, whether or not they're trolling, like, sometimes they're really supportive and nice, but the bad shit is, like, fuck.
I'm trying to think of, like, well, like, YouTube comments, most of the time, it's just, a page could get, like, 4,000 likes on a video that was, like, 40,000 views, right? But those 52 dislikes were, like, even just the
Have few you people. Seen the Nick Cannon Eminem thing?
No, okay. I'm totally out of the loop when it comes
okay, to that. So here's the newest. I kind of keep in touch with, like, hip-hop soap opera.
Yeah.
So Eminem was on a album with Fat Joe, and he made another, you know, he likes to put, like, Mariah Carey in his raps. Like, if I was, I would take Ask Mariah back. Like, he said this in, like, a lot of albums, like, just taking jabs. Or, like, you know, Eminem will take, like, a random no relevance guy like Nick Cannon and just throw him in a rhyme to make it funny. Like, everyone's freestyle is, like, Mark Wahlberg is a small turd. Or, like, whatever he could do to, like, make the word rhyme.
Yeah.
So, Nick Cannon is one of those, like, insignificant rappers to him where he'll, like, throw in a lyric, like, just to be a punchline. Because he's so lame. And I guess it's kind of like the bully guy getting beat up so much that he finally snapped back and, like, got really mad. Because I guess he's like, Mariah Carey is my baby mama. So, like, you can't really be throwing jabs at her in your songs. Like, grow the fuck up, kind of, you know? So he went on World Star. Not only one, put out two. This video record of basically Nick Cannon, the Wildin' Out crew, like, thugged out, just like, yo, you come to us out of the town, we're gonna, like, it, when it was weird, because you're like, you just see these guys, like, you're not hard, dude.
No.
Like, none of you are hard. What the fuck? Like, it's so weird, because they're really aggressive.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know about how, dude, you're on MTV too, shut the fuck up. Yeah. So, anyways, the likes are so bad compared to the dislikes. The dislike is like 275,000 as opposed to like 5,000 likes.
Is it like Rebecca Black singing Friday?
Yes, it's so bad that Eminem's response was he circled the dislikes and put a fuck you emoji, eat a dick.
Oh my God.
And then Joyner Lucas comes out and go, you taking a stab at M is like me teaming up with Kendrick, Crooked Eye, 50 Cent, some other, like, Royce da 5'9", and writing a song against Nick Cannon. Like, shut the fuck up.
Why the fuck? Okay, so I get all my news from memes. So it's like kind of like if I'm a baby boomer, I'm just reading a headline to whatever comes up on Yahoo or whatever my homepage is. But, like, I know what was happening. I sensed something going down, like Machine Gun Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew Nick Cannon released
like a diss track.
But then there is this one meme of, like, someone beating up another person and then someone in the background recording it. So the person beating up the person is the internet. The person getting beaten is Nick Cannon. And
okay.
Eminem's recording it.
So I'm gonna play it. Oh wait. Eminem has a track against Eminem did a Nick Cannon diss. Holy shit. It just came out.
So I thought that was a parody.
All right. No, this is a real premiere. Is this for real?
Just check it real quick. Just check it.
All right. Hold on. No way. Wait, hold on. Did Eminem really? No. Okay. Is this for real? No, this is an old Eminem song. They're stupid.
They're just trying to get their views up there.
Yeah, this is his own.
The problem with Nick Young is...
Yes.
Okay.
That so is a lie.
Trying to be... Like, I do this joke about Anunnaki history.
Uh-huh.
And even though I exaggerate and say, oh, it's where black people live, they're the chosen ones. What's pretty much saying is, like, black people do have the power in terms of, like, they were, before they were, like, slaves, they were actually gods. Okay. They were, like, as a community and civilization. Like, everything, they come from Africa because of Pangea and shit like that. And so Nick Cannon, a guy that was fronting from NBC, being the host of America's Got Talent, and then his entire backhood of, like, Nickelodeon and shit like that. Like,
is his real story is, like, bad or, like...
What I'm just trying to say is like, to know that, like, that was his whole thing, and, like, he came up from privilege and proper and stuff like that, to now then switch it over, and you see him in the Dashiki one day talking about Anunnaki history...
Like, shut the fuck up.
And you're just like, who the fuck are you? Like, you're talking about Dr. Sebi. That's so and at weird. The same time, like, you know Dr. Sebi would cheat on his wife. And even he didn't fucking cure what everybody accuses of, like, cancer and shit like that. Like, so, like, I have friends who are vegans. I'm no longer vegan or vegetarian.
Okay.
But I will say...
What made you come out of being that, though?
Because my sister had a bunch of problems. And even though I was vegetarian first, a lot of her problems health-wise made her body have an episode. And so...
Because of just eating vegetables?
Well, like, she wasn't getting the proper nutrients anyways. And so if you go to a proper nutritionist, they'll be able to tell you, like, we need vitamin B12 in our body. We need the right amino acids in our body. And we need to eat certain meals that are, like, clean and, like, so grass-fed, organic, all that shit, like, we need it in our body. And it's... It's vital, like, to have, like, the type of meat where, like, it's not getting, like, in a traumatic state, killed and put every day. So I just feel as if, like, the vegans that are able to balance it out, they get the vitamin B12s, they get the other stuff. But there are other people that are, like, I feel as if they get stuck into, like, oh, I'm vegan and that's it. Like, they'll just eat the bread, or they'll eat whatever. Like, if you're a vegetarian, you'll eat pizza and you're like, I'm doing my job, I'm a vegetarian, that's all I gotta do, right? At the same time, when it comes to Dr. Sebi was a vegan, and that's a bunch of bullshit when it came to, like, his diet of grains and other, and he's known to be a fraud. But anytime you hear somebody say Dr. Sebi, or try to, like, Nipsey Hussle trying to do Dr. Sebi documentary. It's a good thing he did it.
Because he's bullshit.
Because Dr. Sebi's bullshit. And same thing with Nick Cannon. He was trying to preach Dr. Sebi, but it's just like, dude, like...
You're bullshit, too.
Yeah, exactly.
So, that's, and like, the internet's not going to lie, like, if that many people...
That's like trying to say OJ's free.
So, you want to hear it?
What, the...
His diss track?
Nick Cannon's?
But there's all these Eminem, Nick Cannon diss... But what's funny right now is people are responding with clickbait, people dissing Nick Cannon. That's not even Nick Cannon. Not even Eminem posing as Eminem. And everyone's like, this is still better than Nick Cannon's diss. So, guys, if you're listening, this is the world premiere of Nick Cannon's diss called The Invitation. And he's featuring Suge Knight. The fuck? Like, what? He's with Suge Knight now?
Monitored and recorded.
Check this out, Eminem, whatever your name is, right? You know, I don't ever do no talking, but Nick is fast. This is your invitation. The fool gave everybody else. What's your box? What if they gone? Eminem for this.
Punish everywhere, no money on a bed. I could say I love it, but it's hard to understand. Just want the real, baby, you can have my last. Baby, ain't no coming back, that's a fact. It's the invitation. Hold Joe to lean back, don't get hit with this retaliation. So I fuck with crap, but the white boy, he fuck with crap. Pills and smack, shit about the relapse. Call Kim, somebody get Haley. And that other kid you raising, that ain't even your baby. Pick a page and change out a Drake book. This might get a Grammy. We going back to back till you respond on the family. My baby mama killed you off a decade ago. You still crying about it, bitch. No, who really the hoe? I called Joe to set you up and you fell for the job. Slim on Joe for the video, cause he terrified of my squad. I heard your chauffeur got a video. Okay. You sucking a cop. You paid him off, then laid him off. Now who really the op? Should call me the new Pac. I ain't no killer, but
the new Pac?
Whoever said that?
I don't know. I don't know where this like confidence is coming from.
It's because he's hosting a more.
And I hate how every time they like attack. Like, when the fuck did rap battle records have auto-tune?
But
like, they always battle that way.
This just to me, this doesn't seem authentic at all.
That's not. It's like
Ghostwriters.
That's drum. That's the drum guy. Like the show where he has in a movie Drumline.
Yeah.
Like, what? What the fuck?
That's the, like, okay, there's only a few people that were able to, like, make it out of their whole entire, like, childhood of, like, oh, they had a corny, like, upbringing, and then they, like, were going to prove themselves and go, like, no, I'm fucking real. I'm fucking real. Like, I think Donald Glover, Childish Gambino, proved that. Because for someone that was at UCB doing improv every Sunday and to see his comedy, you would never think he would be the dude that's doing This Is America. Or you would never assume that that's the dude that does that amazing music video about, what was the song? Summer?
Yeah, or whatever.
The music video about him showing the rap game, essentially from a bigger picture. It's like, he's not trying to act hard, but at the same time, he's an artist.
Mm-hmm.
He's being real. He's being authentic. This is him trying to act like somebody.
It's really like he has Suge Knight calling him, and it's like when did you, like, not that I should care this much, but it's like, really, Suge Knight? Like, who gives a fuck? That guy's in jail, yeah. Like, for running someone over.
If dude, at this point, if you're trying to say Suge Knight has your back, that's like the lamest shit.
It's the no one gives a fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
If that guy's even like. Even happy to be relevant in a song on YouTube.
Dude, that's weird. And like,
look, it's weird. And then look, not only one,
Nick Cannon has
he has another one. He has a part two diss. So this is called Pray for Him.
It's called Pray for Him.
Yeah. And he's like Connie. Now we gotta pray for him. And he uses the wild one out. I know that it's kind of wrong for five brothers this talented to be on one song. But that white boy, he is nice. But he crossed the black man, Lord Jesus Christ. We gonna pray for like, him. Like, homies kind of get down, though. When we spray cans, we don't shoot
kids and women. We shoot in sorry, I was just looking at the views.
Look at the views and likes, though.
So it's 52,000 likes and 160,000
views. Like, bitch, you're on wildin' out. Shut the fuck up.
That's embarrassing, dude.
It is kind of embarrassing. So let's see. There's a diss. I guess this is Eminem's response. It says you anyways, you think he's gonna make a comeback? He's gonna definitely snap back.
Eminem?
Yeah, because he hasn't said anything yet.
Okay, if he does, prepare for Nick Cannon's entire reputation to just be buried.
It's buried. At least with, like, got dudes.
If he doesn't,
like,
then it's fine, because guess what? Like, Eminem doesn't even have to waste his time with exerting any energy to Nick Cannon. With Machine Gun Kelly, people at the end of the day with that diss track, they'd be like, ooh, that was sort of nice, but they were still waiting for Eminem to go.
Yeah, and what did you think between those two, Killshot or
dude? Killshot,
of course.
Yeah, and the fact that what he was saying about
like if you were to go, Machine Gun Kelly was almost like it was like a nursery. It was very like basic. Your beard is fucking weird, and then Eminem went. But it was kind of nice. It was kind of nice.
Yeah,
I just can't get over the way he looks.
Yeah, Machine Gun Kelly.
He looks too like, you know, like go back to Vans Warped Tour, you know what I mean? Like, it's not Eminem, bro. Like, I grew up on like underground CDs and fucking battle, you know, Scribble Jam, where Eminem is there, you know, really doing hip hop.
He was there with Dre.
Yeah, he was there, like, they're in the forefront of it, and it's just hard to, like, I don't know. Like, they made a battle movie about him. It's like,
yeah, 8 Mile.
All right. Well, hold on real quick. This is going to... Yeah, so, actually, that comment he made about just circling the dislikes, that's all he has to really do. It's like, when has anyone ever put a record out dissing someone and, like, the dislikes exceeded the likes?
Dissing wise, I can't think of anybody really.
It's like, yeah, it feels embarrassing, huh?
Yeah. It's kind of crazy, dude. It's kind of like, I know we're in a hater type of world where it's just, again, like we were talking about, a public forum. People get to share what they think,
comment, Twitter.
But also, I don't know who's more crazy, the people that are spreading the hate or the people that, in a way, are not listening to it. But at the same time, since they're not listening to it, they're also delusional.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you see Lizzo at the Laker game the other night?
No. What happened?
First off, I didn't know who Lizzo was.
I don't know. She just told me who Lizzo was.
Exactly.
Is it the girl who keeps flashing her boobs?
Well, this night, she showed up wearing black pants, black shirt, but the shirt was supposed to be, like, all the way down to her thigh.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a hole in the back of her shirt that pretty much showed, like, how she was wearing, like, these type of, like, cowboy pants. The black pants were essentially, like, was a thong. And so you could see her ass cheeks through the circle of the shirt and through the hole of the pants.
Wait, hold on, let me look this up.
Twitter tore her up because they said her ass looks like Rikishi from back in the WWE.
Oh, no.
And
so Lizzo's ass.
Lizzo ass, Staples Center.
Oh, the black. She's black.
Yeah.
Is she the bigger one?
Yeah. Just, like, go on to Google Images. Like, the fucking shit they were saying about her on Twitter.
Okay, Google Images. Lizzo's ass.
Lizzo Laker game.
And, like, oh no.
There's even, like, a YouTube video of her dancing in the front row, and then, like, people were taking pictures of, like, the chairs. Cause she didn't stay for the full game.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Whoa. So her ass was just out like that?
Yep.
Oh, that's crazy. At a Laker game. Well, she's Lizzo.
So I'm not saying, like, oh, I'm not saying for her to be like, yo, I'm not trying to say you should be insecure about your body. I'm not saying any of that. What I'm saying is like, be more body aware.
Mm-hmm.
Be aware of your body. Be more self-aware of what to wear. And to know you like, you pretty much set yourself up to be the joke of that.
Of, like, the nation.
Essentially.
But do you think that any publicity is good publicity like that?
I personally feel I'm someone that, like, I've had many first impressions start off bad.
Okay.
And I've later had to redeem myself, and I still think it comes to first impressions. So if that's my first impression of Lizzo, then, like, I'm not going to be changed. It's going to take a long time for me to change my opinion about her. You know what I mean?
Because that's what you think.
Yeah.
How many people in comedy do you think just as, like, fuck Zach Gal? Because the first time they met you, you just started.
Dude, a ton of people.
Really?
Like, you know, but that's the thing. Like, I know Ari Shaffir, did you ever listen to that 3-hour thing on YouTube of him at the Comedy Store giving advice to comics?
No, it's on YouTube right now?
Yeah, if you guys ever want to, like, just, if you're curious about comedy or if you're, like, in comedy and you're just like, holy shit.
Is it recent?
It was, like, when I first started doing comedy, which is, like, 2014.
Maybe. Oh, so it's an old clip.
But he essentially sat down and talked, and, like, he was going, like, look, I wasn't good when I started off. And my biggest mistake was probably doing comedy here in Hollywood, like, starting it off. But he was like, because people would then watch my set and they would, like, important people, of course, would watch my set and then they would judge me for that. So he was like, and I know it's hard doing like striking out in front of them, and because then they're gonna remember you for your first couple at bats. But he was like, be just getting up so often, just like keep getting up, and like hopefully the percentages, like think of it like a batting percentage. That's what I took from it. His analogy is like, and I'm paraphrasing him, butchering it so much, but like think of it like, okay, this guy is batting 350, which in baseball world is good.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen his set 50 times and he's fucking hit. He's gone on base like 15 to 20 times. That means he's efficient.
Mm-hmm.
So like it's that type of shit.
Right, right.
But so obviously in comedy, you would probably
want be someone, like jokes and.
But obviously you would want someone better. Like you would probably want like every time I see this person on stage, he crushes, or like, you know, the first time I saw him, he was like terrible, but then he did progress.
And comedy is the only thing where you can suck and again, like all of a sudden be funny if because you work hard.
It's a different language from the people that are natural compared to like the people that weren't funny ever to begin with.
And they have to work at jokes and
they have funny. To work. Yeah. And like, I know people who got in for different goals, like, what did you get in for? Like, did you want to be like the next fucking
guy? No, not at all. I wasn't thinking about it at all.
Really?
It was more like I did it because I wanted to try it. It was like an inner wanting, and then seeing it on the internet made me think like, oh, maybe I should try this. I think it was because when I used to do like rap battles and rap and do that stuff, it made me real comfortable being in front of people and just being able to express myself that way. So I wanted to do something like that.
Yeah.
I just didn't know it would be comedy.
And
I thought it would be rap at one point, but I was like, who are you kidding? You are not a rapper. Like, I tried to, like, I rap and have fun, but, like, when I try to sit and write music with rap, it's like, it's not in my blood.
Could you at least beat Nick Cannon
in a rap? I could beat Nick Cannon. I'll beat him in a real, like,
rap battle.
Yeah, I think I could take him, dude.
Okay, good.
I think I'm calling Nick Cannon out, dude. If Eminem. You got to battle the yellow M&M, bro. Yo, we'll do it on
Power 106 live in the morning.
Yeah, I would definitely write bars for Nick Cannon.
I know some comics that got into it just because they wanted to overcome their public speaking fear. Mm-hmm. They wanted to like become a better public speaker or like just.
Oh shit! In the form of comedy, though.
Yeah. So like they were like, yeah, I want to become. I don't want to be so nervous when I'm in a public setting. So okay. They just fucking. Jumped off the deep end and like fucking just do the sink or swim style,
with which comedy.
I respect them for. But for me, like I was like a person that was watching George Carlin growing up and like I never put the two and two together until I saw Russell Brand, who was the first person I ever saw.
Yeah, you told me and that was like your like.
Then I was all gung-ho and I never thought I was going to get into comedy to be like. A joke guy. I was like trying to go in to be a truth seeker. Like,
it seems like you're more of that, anyways. Because a lot of not on stage. Your Instagram is very truth seeking.
Yeah, and I will say that someone that's like brought the like someone that I kind of not like copy his formula or anything like that, but someone that like I realize I kind of am inspired by mm-hmm. is Neil Brennan. Because Neil Brennan's jokes are like he does research and he backs it up with the joke. So he'll go, his like setup will be a research thing and then he'll give a punchline. So I'm trying to do something.
Did like you that. Like Three Mics?
I loved Three. That was the best stand up special in its own category.
Yeah, there was nothing like it.
There was nothing like it.
It was really, it was dark too about his dad and
the fact
his
that
his dad hated the fuck out of him, huh?
Yeah, and you were the one that told me about his brother, right?
Yeah, his brother hated him too.
He was on Joey's podcast.
Yeah, he just thought he was a douche. But his brother's probably like a Doug Stanhope type of dude.
Yeah.
He'll just tear you apart, you know? Like, there's some guys that have that, you know, mad funny. And that's a different funny. That where you're like literally just a mad person. And you go on stage and you get to fucking do it for laughs.
Oh, you're talking about like the angry kind?
Yeah, the angry comic. I like the angry comic if it's done right, you know?
Jeff Carsalis is someone that comes to mind.
How about a David Rosenberg? Is he kind of angry? Not really.
Rosie, I think he I think it's more, and not, this is not a knock on him, because he's very self, what is it, like self...
Deprecating?
Deprecating. So, like, I think it's more depressing than it is.
I've seen his first shows where he was just scared.
Really?
Like, you were scared for him. Because he'd go up there and just, like, the, he would get eaten alive. And then to see him now, it's like, he does pretty good, right, every time?
He's one of the best people I've ever seen do crowd work. And he's great.
Yeah,
he's great.
Yeah, I noticed that he's pretty good with his crowd work, huh?
But I don't think he's more like when it comes to being the A-Green comic. I think like it's more like it's just more like fuck you, but also can you please laugh? Like it's like whereas the angry comic might be
like he seems more like he'd be like what's up with your like and then he'd talk shit about him or something.
Yeah, it's very self-deprecating.
So like he can get away with like his little jabs and it's more like playful, not angry.
Yeah. And that's never his.
There's some guys that are just like, do you want to fight? Like,
but Rosie is one of the best. I know, like Rick Ingram is another person that comes to mind when I think of.
Crowd. I've never seen Rick Ingram live. Have you seen him?
Yeah, before I even did comedy, I went to Comedy Juice at the Ice House,
and he saw him.
And
he all crowd work? Because I heard he's just as crowd work. Right?
The only people that were in the room were the people in the front row of the Ice House.
Okay,
so they had us all sitting in the front row. Every comic went up, and it was just like, ha-ha, in the main room. So, like, it just felt weird.
So no one was there?
Nobody was, like, really there. Just the people in the front room.
And it was just you and your friends?
And Rick Ingram. And, like, other people, too, like, on the other side. But, like, my friends.
Kind of more scattered, but, like, a light crowd at the most.
Right. Rick Ingram comes up, does fucking crowd work, relates to all of us, and fucking annihilates. He had the place laughing as if there was like twice the amount in that room. You know?
That's what it is, though, dude. Those are the best. You get everyone on your side, and then you go in.
Yeah.
Yeah, like D'Elia. He'll always just fucking destroy.
You know what? Okay, so I had a mixed feeling about D'Elia.
Okay.
Because D'Elia was one of the first people that I was watching because of the Laugh Factory page on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going like, man, this guy must be good. And then when I first started doing comedy, I found out, oh, he steals jokes. That was like a lot of the rumors that I was hearing. It's like, oh, this guy steals jokes and all that stuff. And then I was like, well, like fucking that's kind of screwed up, like blah, blah, blah. And I realized then later on, it's just like this guy, you can't like, even though stealing jokes is probably the cardinal sin of comedy, he does so much like crowd work and he has so much charisma and there's other things that he does in comedy.
Like his material doesn't even matter. Like that's why I noticed his specials are like, meh, like they're not as good as his crowd work clips.
But I also feel as if like Man on Fire, I'm not sure if that was him or if that's him getting writers, whatever it was, him progressing as a stand-up comedian. And that was a beautiful thing to see.
Did you like that special?
I gave him props to that.
Yeah.
So
have you seen any specials recently?
Dion Cole's.
That was good.
Bro! Dude, okay.
That's so good, right?
So there's a few comics that were on Facebook that said Bill Burr nor Dave Chappelle's was the best this year. Check out Dion Cole's.
That was pretty funny.
And I was like, dude, and Dion Cole, the fact that.
Yeah, I like him too.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle's
was great, but it didn't make me like laugh or go nuts. But I enjoyed the fuck out of it.
But here's the thing, and I kind of feel bad because when I was talking about it on the podcast with Mark Gonzalez, so I do a podcast for LA. We were talking about like Bill Burr's podcast versus Dave Chappelle's in the beginning, and the thing that sucked is Paul Verzey. Do you know who he is?
Mm-mm.
He's he had a Comedy Central special open. Okay. The producer was Bill Burr, and Paul Verzey opens for Bill Burr.
Okay.
So that's how hilarious this dude is. As we're dissecting who had the better special, Dave Chappelle or Bill Burr, Paul Verzey is watching us on Facebook. So I'm like, what? I was just like, I'm trying to think, like, did I say anything bad? Because, like, honestly, like, Bill Burr.
What did he get, man?
All he commented was like, hey, he was like, can I ask you guys a question? And like, we didn't realize it because our fucking producer was just like sitting there with his dick in his hand. So he didn't like let us know like, hey, this guy commented or anything like that. So like, we didn't get to it till after the show. But like, the part of me that wanted to say, hey, like, Bill Burr is one of my favorite comedians, but understand, his special didn't make me laugh other than maybe two jokes.
And the new Bill Burr?
The new Bill Burr's special did really? Not make me laugh because here's the thing. If you listen to the Monday Morning Podcast,
you already know all this shit.
That's his open mic. That's his own. So, like, you hear that same humor. And I laugh more when he's thinking in the moment and comes up with stuff organically in the podcast. Oh,
then I see what
you're saying. Then I heard the jokes many times before. Whereas, like, Chappelle's made me laugh.
Yeah, I think Rogan does that, too, with his specials. People are so knowing him from the podcast.
Yeah.
That special comes, it's like, it's kind of like over, you know what I mean? I already know too much about you. Or
and then the same thing with Chappelle. Okay, so I'm sorry, not the same thing, but to oppose what I saw in Bill Burr, Chappelle is so much of a unicorn that you rarely get to see him.
Mm-hmm, he is.
And when he comes up, it's like a great sight. And so I still think, was that the best of his last five specials that came out in the last 2 years? It might not have been the best, but it was still him doubling down on everything that he said.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whether it was him taking on the LGBT community, which he wasn't even taking on the LGBT community. He was just taking on the T community.
Oh, and that... Okay. Sorry, guys. We just dropped the mic. Dropped the mic, literally, like Dave Chappelle.
Like Dave Chappelle. Like, him taking on the T community and that joke about the LGBT being in the same car is the best bit I've heard in a while. Like, that LGBT car joke was the best joke that I've ever heard. And like
how he breaks every alphabet, the letters down.
Yeah, because I even showed that to my sister, who's gay, and her girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And they both were going like, this is a brilliant fucking...
So take me through that bit, which makes it so brilliant. Because I listened to it too.
Yeah.
But then I didn't know if I like... I knew it was really, really, really good. But I don't think I understood it as...
So when it comes to the LGBT community,
okay,
you think of them as one unit. So, like, I work at a Republican radio station. Am I a Republican? No. Like, I'm not. Like, I don't... If anything, I'm an anarchist. So, like, and you would assume an anarchist is, like, someone that's, like, Rage Against the Machine. No, it's just someone that dresses nice and is like, fuck the government. That's all I am. I will say that when it comes to the LGBT community, and if you're a Republican, which I see at the Republican radio station, they go like, oh, okay, the LGBT community is after me again. And it's just like, no, you're after, you're talking about trans. So it's just the T's talking about you. It's nobody else. Just the T's
uh-huh.
are defending. And they're all their own different cause.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, as we realize, the L's don't really get along with the G's. The G's don't really get along with the B's. The B's don't really get along.
The B's.
All of them don't get along with the T's. All of them feel as if
like the trannies.
Yeah. And they will get farther along with their what they're trying to do as a movement if they would just
like branch off
with the T. With the T's are holding them back. And that was the whole joke that Chappelle brought. Like, was just like the fact that they are like literally going like, shut up. Like, we can't go to another state because of you guys. So, like, we can't pull over because North Carolina and all that. Do you remember the whole drama going on with that? Essentially,
North
Carolina didn't like allow transsexual bathrooms or the unisex bathrooms.
Yeah, I remember that was a while ago.
To the point where the NBA was like, "All right, we're going to move the All-Star game," which then it later was played in Charlotte, but. It was like a topic for a year or so.
But like, was there ever? Isn't that the unisex bathroom? Transsexuals have their own.
I thought the whole.
That's argument, weird. Don't they have their own bathroom?
But here's why I thought it was fucking dumb of an argument. I'm like, all right, we're really arguing about bathrooms. We're arguing about bathrooms. Like, why can't we just make every bathroom a unisex bathroom?
But wouldn't a transsexual bathroom be unisex? When's there ever a bathroom that says T on it or?
No, they just wanted to go in.
Oh, so a transsexual wouldn't even know where to go to pee.
A guy, like, okay, let's say a guy becomes a girl and a girl, the newly converted
so
girl.
So they're not going
to
make.
I don't want to go in the man's bathroom. I want to go in the woman's bathroom. That's what they're trying to say.
Could they? Oh, they would have to go to the man's bathroom then, if you're a transsexual.
Or, like, I'm sorry, a transsexual is the one that just got the sex change. So it's a transgender. So, like, you may still have the penis.
But you, that means you got to go to men. But
you're dressing up like a woman.
So you got to go to men.
And that's what they don't want to do exactly.
They want to put them in the female?
The transgender wants to go into the female because they dress like
a woman. No.
And that's the thing. Like, it's very convoluted where, like, that's a technical issue. And I'm just like, we can avoid this entire argument and this entire, like, media frenzy by just saying, hey, why don't we take out the genders on the bathroom doors and just have the stalls open to the public? Because we're already limited in space. We don't trust the person that we fucking, we don't trust the person that lives next to us. So what makes us think we're going to trust the person that shits next to us either? Like, if we have a public setting, a public forum to where we go to the bathroom, then it's anything.
So what did Charlotte ultimately do? Do they end up passing it?
No, it's still like, I think they still have the trans laws.
Where's the one that the abortion got?
Is Alabama? Like... So that's how it goes to show how backwards the South is. But yeah.
They're hella South.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. It's not really... It's weird how, like, a group of dudes can say, can just make that decision.
Well, that's what we all have elected right now.
You think, what do you think of the impeachment? Is he going to get out? They're going to piece him out?
Oh, man, we're going into.
I'm not crazy into politics, but I just want to know real quick.
If you're a conspiracy theorist slash anarchist like me.
Okay.
All of this is a distraction. All of this.
So Andrew Yang can win.
That would be cool, but at the same time, while all of this was happening, the impeachment hearing, while the decision of the what happened at the House was announced this year, or I'm sorry, this week, I should say, while the House came up and, like, the Democrats finally submitted their proposal to impeach Trump, and now it's going to move to the Senate, while they had released that, Harvey Weinstein was able to pay off most, or, like, no, all of his accusers, $25 million from his bankrupt, and I do that in air quotes, bankrupt firm of a film production company.
Which is bullshit. He's not bankrupt.
$25 million, dude. This dude that's like fucking self-produced hundreds of films, most of Tarantino's films that made twice as much as that.
So he's like in the billions. He gives a fuck about
it. But that's the thing. It's just like that we let this dude slip. We let this dude slip through the cracks. And, like, as much as we think, like, oh, the fourth wall is coming down as to how shady and corrupt this entire country is, it's like, no, there are people that have safety nets. There are some people that are falling, like Cosby. Mm-hmm. Cosby.
So you think that was to distract Harvey to...
Yeah, to be safe and to be protected. Because they're now probably going to yank him back out like a fucking worm on a fishing pole.
Like, to produce shit again?
Not to produce, like, I think his, whether or not he wanted to retire, it's not the point. I just think this dude is going to be able to escape and, like, live life back as if it was normal. So he doesn't have to be working a career, but he's retired now.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Do you see that thing where he went to, like, some stand-up comedy show?
Yeah, Danette was the one that told me about that.
When was Danette on that bill?
No, she's a New York comic, though.
I know, met her.
Yeah, so that was the thing. Like, she was telling me about what was happening back home for her. And she was telling me about, like...
That's so weird. So what happened with that? So, guys, check this out. Harvey Weinstein went to a show.
And this is his first time out.
This is like a Louis C.K. appearance. Like, you don't see it.
So this is his first time out. Like, it's like a gala, I want to say. And
why the fuck would he show to a women's gala?
But that's the thing. There's even women protecting him. There's women around in his posse. And it's because, like, some women just don't give a fuck about other women.
Yeah.
Some women are like Hillary Clinton to where, like, they'll be like, oh, I'm for women. But then at the same time, when they're sex accusers, they'll fucking point the finger and just be like, oh, slut shaming all Bill Clinton's accusers like that. So Harvey Weinstein's back out in public. And there's a comedy show happening at this, like, fancy event. And, like, the female comics on the lineup have to fucking call out the elephant in the room, which I admire. So I'm on the comics title list. And so when they were getting booed, she was like, okay, that says a lot more about you guys than it does me.
Comics were getting booed when she was talking
to the girl, when she brought up Harvey Weinstein, she was getting booed because some people don't want to deal with the uncomfortableness of that. So
let me see right here. Let's do you have any audio of this?
I don't think there's audio, but there's news stories, and I was reading it. And I remember reading the tweet about like how
Harvey Weinstein.
His people released a
statement. Okay, here it is. NYC.
I'm gonna stand 4 feet from a fucking rapist, and nobody's gonna say anything.
Jesus.
Nobody's gonna say anything. Nobody's really gonna say anything.
Wow. Why do they keep repeating that line?
I don't know. I guess that's something caught in the media.
Okay.
But what she said, which was like the checkmate of it all, was on Twitter. And Harvey Weinstein's people released a statement going like, because there's rumors about like his people kicking them out. And he was like, no. Like in the statement, he said pretty much like, nobody kicked them out, blah, blah, blah. Like they were left on their own terms. And as you can see, they're probably like,
yeah, they didn't get kicked out.
They're getting forced out. So Harvey Weinstein's people may seem like they were being very rude. And then what the girl said, she retweeted that. And in the retweet comment, she said, oh, I can think of a different 4-letter R word that you do, which is rape.
Oh, how many? So how many like million tweets and likes that thing?
A bunch, dude. A bunch.
So was that RIP Harvey again?
I would rather rape, or she goes, I would rather be rude than to rape, or something like that. She came up with a line that was just like, ugh.
So is there anyone that would make you do that? That like, if Bill Cosby, would you be like, I can't be here, dog. Fuck you, man. Fuck you for fucking poisoning. Fuck, dude, Wayne, get the fuck off
truth
me.
Truth be told, I haven't even thought about
like,
okay, so
like, would you ever be that mad?
I work
like, we're at the Chinese restaurant and fucking Chow Yun Fat. Like, fuck you, dude. You're not going to say anything?
Nah, okay, so, like, with Louis, it's like, part of me is like, here's the thing that Tom Segura, I'm borrowing a page from Tom Segura and Christina Pazinski's playbook. Because on their podcast, they said something to the effect of how, like, it's weird with Louis because, like, you don't know, like, you feel as if he's served enough time, but then some people want to punish him for more.
I don't know, though. I felt like his was not, it's still bad, but they asked to be there, right? Wasn't that the?
No, he asked them, so he asked for permission. And then there's now news reports coming out saying, like, oh, no, one of the girls said, like, she didn't ask for it, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, okay, like, whatever it is, I feel as if his time has been served.
Yeah, for sure.
His time has been
served. Is he still getting booed and shit and going places?
No, he's fine.
He's coming back, though. I've seen, like, little clips.
It's low-key, but at the same time, like, he's coming back. And
like, people are mad. They're like, he got a standing ovation at some... I was like, fucking Louis, I love him.
They were saying, like, they wanted to pick, like, so they want to be PC about every joke that he got away with before he became this, like, villain. So, like, he could say the N-word on stage in the PC community to be like, oh, that's hilarious, Louis. Fucking, how many comics did you know that fucking wanted to be like Louis back in 2013 or 2014?
Everyone. And I hate the comics that when they speak out and it's like, okay, social justice warrior, yeah, like, fuck you, dude. You're not in the comedy world if you're going to be that way.
Dude, yeah, seriously, you could fucking suck a bag of dicks in a fucking train fucking bathroom for all I care. Because those people, like, honestly, dude, those people are the worst type of people where it's just like, you were on this dude's high horse, and when you found out about all those allegations,
but
you swept the
fucking to me, right. It's not the Bill Cosby where it's like, oh, I lost respect, like...
And, like, dude, there's a culture shock, but at least that type of... Those people that were with Bill Cosby through their childhood and they grew up with him, they were, like, in the same type of limbo with Michael Jackson, where they're just like,
It's still Michael Jackson.
We have all these memories with them, but at the same time, we do admit, like, this person is wrong.
How it's just impossible to separate the person from the art. Like, it's weird. Like, no matter what you create.
And, at the same time, it's like kind of having a family member going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you feel as if, like, I can't